Hey everyone, there is something uniquely fun about going on a spur-of-the-moment summer adventure. So I'm bringing on lead producer Dina Kespa and producer Carleon Jones to get some recommendations on where you should go and what to do to take full advantage of the final days of summer in H-Town. It's Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Hey, ladies. What's up? Good morning. How's everybody doing? Carly, Dina, hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
All right. So I kind of got called out, right, because of my summer gripe about summer's ending too fast. So we're going to take advantage of the fact that summer is ending too fast and take a little adventure, okay? Do something fun, something memorable here. Well, before we get to some recommendations, I need to know, when you'd go on this adventure, how are you going to travel? Like, are you taking a big party, family, friends? Is it just a solo trip? Carly, give me a little travel quirk about you. Like, how are you doing it?
Okay, so it really depends on what the adventure is. Like, I travel in, like, different groups. So it can either be, like, me, my mom, my dad, and my brother, or it could be, like, me and my cousin, Lay. Like, we'll go a lot of places together. Or it could be, like, a couple friends from, like, high school and college, like, mixed up. And we might go places. So it kind of just depends on where I'm going and what we're planning on doing.
So who's the more adventure group?
Ooh, probably the ones from college and high school, because, you know, like, you know, you can get a little crazy.
Yeah, you got to take the parents.
They don't want to stay out as late. So, you know, my friends from college and stuff, we'll be out later and we'll explore a lot of more different things. So, yeah, that's the
all
crazy
right.
group.
Okay, how about you, Dina?
You know, I travel with family all the way. I don't do friend trips anymore. You know, you tried it. Was it great? No. Are we still friends? No. You know how they tell you traveling with friends, it tests your friendship?
Yo. Yes.
Truth. I don't know. I'm travel weird, where I'm like, everyone can do their own thing. We don't have to always do everything together. Yeah. And generally, friends, they have this assumption when you travel with them, everyone has to do everything together. You have to get up together and do everything. And I'm like, no, that's suffocating.
Wait, Dina, wait. You're one of those people. Oh no. Oh, I have to do. I feel like if we're together, like, we're supposed to stick together the whole time. Like, it's just safety in numbers.
No. That's,
what? Both of y'all
get
are like
some
that?
Room.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Like, for me, I have tiers of travelers. Okay, so my okay. tier one is my wife and daughters, because it's the easiest to execute, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go, all right, we're gonna go take this day trip, or we're gonna go do this adventure. Boom, there's no coordination outside of your household. Then there's tier two, where I know a group of friends that I can be like, hey, we're going here. Here's the plan. If you want to join us, jump in the car or meet us there, and they're reliable. Then there's mm-hmm. tier three, the ones that are like, oh, why didn't you invite me? Okay, well, I invited you, but you didn't show up. And now, like, yes. What's happening here? Why am I inviting you, right? So yeah. I have tiers. And then when I'm, like, going on a longer trip, I hate traveling with anybody that I'm not responsible for. Because I'm like you, Dina, like, hey, let's just go. I got my family. We're ready to go. And I don't need to wait on friends to always be there. And then if they're running behind, then it becomes a nightmare and a headache.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're old, Carly.
But see, I think the thing is, like, traveling in big groups, that can be the problem. Like, you don't want to have a bunch of people and trying to coordinate and get everybody on the same page. That is really hard.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you do a group trip, it does need to be like maybe 4 to 5 people max, really like 3 people. And then it's easier to like stick together on stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting the trip out of the group chat is difficult in the first place. So, yeah.
Well, let's try to plan one with the listeners. If they have a group chat or friends they want to hang out with, let's start with a good activity they can do to take full advantage of the final days of summer. What do you got, Carly?
So if you're trying to do like a quick trip that's not too far from Houston, I have a cute little idea that I seen on TikTok. I'm giving y'all all of my like summer bucket list must do's that I have. So this one is called Angel Pines Ranch, and it's in Hempstead. And it is an animal safari, which a lot of people don't know that we have so close to Houston. I didn't know for the longest that we had it here. And it's about 500 acres. There's like a drive-through where you can go feed the animals. And it's like $15 per vehicle. I think the petting zoo that they have is like $5 per person. And it's free for kids under 2. And then if you want to get bags of feed, it's like $3. On top of that, this place also has ATV riding, there's horseback riding here, and for a really expensive price, you can drive a tank.
What?
I feel like that's a tank, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is so cool.
It's $1,200 to drive it. But if you want to ride in it, you can pay $850 for five people to get inside, and then they'll drive you around for like 45 minutes in it, which is so cool.
$850 for five people?
What?
Yes, that is expensive. I didn't say it was a cheap one. Yeah.
Okay. Man, Carly, got some expensive taste.
Real.
I didn't say I was doing it.
$1,200 to drive a tank. When else will you ever get that opportunity? That's a really interesting one to think about. Like, would you do it? $1,200.
Yeah, that's crazy. $1,200 is a lot, but you know, it sounded interesting, and I was like, oh wow, like,
yeah,
this is like a, you know, something that I've never even knew that you could do. So yeah, really cool. Mm-hmm.
There's so many of these ranches popping up, right? Like every time I look on Instagram, I see a bunch of these places just within a 45-minute drive of Houston where you can go in and spend the whole day and have all the activities that you mentioned, and you got food right there. You can just enjoy everything and just kind of disconnect. So I love that. That's those are really cool pop-ups. Okay, Dina, how about you? Give me a good trip, a day trip to enjoy the final days of summer for.
Honestly, I'm going to recommend Hamilton Pool. I've been there a million and one times. It'll never get old, in my opinion. It's just so beautiful. Talk about a great way to unplug. It's not that far out from Austin. I want to say maybe like an hour out of Austin. And I remember I took my cousin who was visiting from LA there. And yeah, I mean, California's got some beautiful spots. So it was a little underwhelming for her. But for us Houstonians, for us Texans, I feel like it's a beautiful place to just go and unplug. Great hike. It's not that long of a hike or that hard. I would recommend that people like check the website before they go, because sometimes there are closures. And I've had that happen to me where we drive all the way out and it's actually closed. So definitely check the site before you go out there. But I love Hamilton Pool.
And sometimes they do have issues with bacteria in the water, so they won't let you get in the water, but you can still enjoy the hike and just go look at it, get your pictures in. And here's a little tidbit for that hike. If you go right, it's Hamilton Pool. If you go left, you get to go into this river that's on the property as well. And like, you can literally just walk there and enjoy that and swim in it as well. But not many people do that hike because everyone wants to go get the Hamilton Pool pictures. And then the other little tip here is get your parking pass and reservation ahead of time, because they will fill up. It fills up in the summer. Like, it's just, you have to think ahead and get it, because once they fill up, they will not let anybody in.
They're really strict about that, which I respect.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that. Because it's still a natural preserve, right? Like, they have to take care of that area. So it's cool. And then, of course, a drive. Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours to get to the Austin proper area, then another hour. But the drive is so much fun. It's so beautiful. So cool. There's a lot of good stops, a lot of good food stops as well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't live out my time in UT correctly, because I never went to that pool. And I was in Austin for 4 years. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's like a staple to have to go to Hamilton Pool if you go to Austin, let alone live in Austin.
Carly, same here. I never did any of this in Austin. Yes.
Until after, like, right?
We didn't go to Lake Travis until my senior year. The most we ever did was Mont Bonnell, right? Because that is like the easiest place to go, and it's so much fun to hike. But we never did Hamilton Pool or any of that either. Like, hey, broke college minority, hello. I didn't even know that existed. Nobody told me.
Exactly. On the same page.
Okay. For me, I'm sticking in Central Texas as well. And this is a trip that we do a lot because it's just so easy to do and the drive is fun. But shout out to San Marcos, or San Marcos, however you want to pronounce it. You head up there in the morning, you know, get a good start, get there, get to the outlets if you want to go shopping, because they have the higher end outlets. They've got YSL, Gucci. Of course, you got the regular players like Nike, Adidas, and all the other stores that you want to check out. But they've got that higher end section, which is great if you want to go find a good deal on some higher end stuff. And the outlets are easier to get around in the first part of the day, like before 1 p.m. So it's great. The crowds aren't too big. And then from there, you head to Rio Vista Park, which is about 20 minutes away, and enjoy the river and just enjoy the cool water, the sightseeing, the people watching. It is so much fun to just go do that. And here's a little tip. So Rio Vista Park it gets packed in San Marcos, right? Like it is their most popular park. And you'll see that there's no parking, but you can find street parking. And then if you just walk, I believe to the right of the park, there's like little areas that are public access points that you can just post up at, and you don't have to go to the actual park, and it's more downstream. So it's, you know, more relaxed. You can just sit on the shores and take it all in. Now there's no lifeguards or anything like that. So if you do have swimmers that aren't good, you know, just be careful, but it doesn't get deep in those parts anyways, but it's a fun way to enjoy it without being in the crowded section. And then you go eat. You got, you know, Terry Black Barbecue over there. You've got all the good restaurants in San Marcos. I think that's like the best adventure day trip to enjoy from Houston.
I totally agree. I used to love going to San Marcos as a kid. I don't know why. Something about it. It's just like, oh, it's so different. It's cool. It's shiny.
Yeah, because there's a river that runs through the whole city, and it's so cool. And like, you can do the tubing side of it too, right? Like if you're in a tubing and you want to do that, you can do that the whole day instead of going shopping and whatnot.
And is their outlet like a lot better than the ones in Houston? Because I see so many people drive from Houston to San Marcos because I feel like the deals are just way better out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about the deals, but I think it's more the options, right? Like we don't have a Gucci outlet here or a Burberry or YSL, right? So I think it's just more, they have a higher end wing that is just unique that nobody else has. But we've got the usual suspects at Katy and Cypress with Nike and Adidas and all the, you know, the big clothing brands, all that stuff. So I think it's the higher end one that attracts everybody.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Okay.
Okay, Carly, let's talk about something to do closer to home, right? Just a unique summer activity or an adventurous activity that we can enjoy closer to Houston. Give me your pick.
Okay, so if you want to relieve some stress, I suggest going to a rage room. Me and my cousins have been talking about going to one of these for like the longest, and we had some friends that went a couple of weeks ago, and they said it was so much fun. They said they like tore a car up in this rage room.
What?
And they went to one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're breaking all types of stuff in there. There's one called Break Life Houston. And at this one, you can not only do the rage room and all of that, but you also can do like a paint session afterwards, which I think that's so cool. So they have different options that range from like 10-minute sessions all the way to like an hour. And so the prices range from like $49 to about $109, depending on how long you want to be in the room. And then after that, the paint sessions, you can paint like anything, the walls, you can paint each other, you can paint like just whatever is around. Cool. Yes. And I think that is just like so much fun because it's a way of like, you know, letting it out and then like zenning afterwards, you know?
And you don't have to clean up anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, I was waiting for you to like give us a tank option. Like you could destroy a tank for $5,000 or something. I don't know.
And that would be cool. That would be
okay, cool. Okay, a rage room. That is, I've seen these all over and I always want to go to one and I'm like, man, I kind of want to control my rage though, you know? I don't know.
You don't want to let it out.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to let it out because then I'm going to get used to letting this rage out. Then all of a sudden you're going to see me on the news because I honk at somebody in traffic. And then I don't want to do all that. I don't know. But that's a good pick. I like that.
Oh, that is funny.
Dina, how about you?
Mine's a little different. So I would suggest, and this is something I've seen so much everywhere, and even my friends have gone to it and I have yet to check one out. But you know those candlelight concerts that happen in Houston?
Yeah.
I highly recommend going because the photos and the videos I've seen look so magnificent and beautiful. They have a whole schedule of a bunch all throughout the month of August, stretches into September. So like you've got some time, you've got plenty of time, honestly, to pick one that you feel like you could enjoy. Go on a date night, go on a girls night, whatever it is, but just experience it one time because it's really, really cool.
Now, the music also is pretty cool because they have a range of music. Like I always look at them like you got Coldplay, then they'll have like a Bollywood night, then they'll have a tribute to Taylor Swift, and they keep it pretty topical as well, like what's going on. So I've seen it pop up everywhere. I believe the Post has like the biggest one that they do. So it's pretty cool. Like it's a unique adventure, right? And it's like the perfect time to do it.
It's so cool. I mean, they even have Celine Dion, the Beatles, like it's just a mix of every kind of genre, every artist that you can think of. So it's like pick what you want to experience and do it.
We got to go to Houston Hip Hop Night then. That'd be cool.
That's like a good one. Yeah.
I know they're going to have one of those, right?
Like they
a
do.
Legends night. They do. Of course, they have to, right?
Exactly. They can't not have a hip hop night in Houston.
Yeah. Like, I need a violin version of Knocking Pictures Off the Wall.
Well, that was so that. Cool.
I just love need that. That in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, for me, a cool adventurous activity around the city of Houston is, look, you got to head down to Galveston, so it is a little bit of a drive, less than an hour, but y'all have to book a fishing charter out of Galveston. Now, this will end up taking a majority of the day, depending on how long you book it, but if you haven't gone deep sea fishing or even just fishing in general, these are great because you can go from a general boat where, you know, you're on there with strangers, or you can just book a smaller boat with a captain that will arrange everything for you. All you have to do is go get a fishing license from Academy, and then you show up and they take care of everything else. And most of them will, at an additional cost, clean your fish for you as well. So you'll have a nice catch to eat later on in the day if you want to cook it. So, you know, you eat what you catch and they clean it for you. So it's almost like glamping, right? Like, because I hate touching the fish guts and the blood, and even taking a hook out of a fish's mouth, I don't like it. So, you know, a lot of these captains will do it for you, and there's so many different options. You can just Google it or check out the link in our show notes. It is a great way to appreciate not only how important the coastal waters are for us, but also just to get in touch with nature a little bit.
I totally agree with you. Cool. And I have a little, my brother-in-law did that actually when he came to visit Houston, because he's a big guy on fishing. I mean, he's got like hundreds of different fishing rods. He's that big on fishing. And he did it, and he brought home a bunch of different fish. And he was like, I'll clean it myself. And then when I saw the guts and everything, I was like, that's disgusting. I would not like want to even look at it. But I have to say, the fish tasted really great and fresh. And we had shrimp and everything. And I was like, dang, this is really, really good.
See, now I want to take my brother, because he's a huge fisherman. Like, my grandpa, like, was actually a fisherman. Like, he used to go out every day and come back, sell fish. Like, that's what he did. And my brother loves it a lot. Now, me, he makes fun of me because he's like, I'm not good at it. You know, I try, but I feel like this would be perfect. Somebody can help me out. I can watch somebody, you know, because my brother doesn't have patience to teach me or anything like that.
But he has the patience to fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Deep sea fish, Dina, it's so crazy. It's so different than like lake fishing, because literally, if depending on where you go, when I went, like, I would throw my bait out, and within seconds, a mahi-mahi would jump on.
Really?
It is so, because these captains are so good at finding where the fish are, and they have their honey holes and all that stuff, right? So,
that's so cool.
They take you right where you need to go. There's no researching. You go there, you have fun, you literally throw it, and all of a sudden it's like action. So much fun. I can't recommend this enough.
That's so cool.
I gotta try that.
All right, let's talk about events that we should attend. A summer event, something to do that really like makes us appreciate the final days of summer. What do you got for us, Carly?
An Astros game. And the reason why I say this is because I haven't been to one, and I've been wanting to go to one for a long time. We love our Astros here in Houston. They always, you know, show up and show out for us. They're our winning team here. So I think that it would be a really great idea to end the days going to an Astros game. They're cheap tickets. Like, I've seen a bunch of them for like $30. The next game that they have is Friday, August 11th, if you want to check it out. But just go online and you can just look up tickets, no problem, really cheap. And then at least you'll be able to say that when we win the championship again this year, that you were there to see something.
Yeah. And I would recommend buying the more expensive ones, because now they're bringing back Justin Verlander. So somebody has to pay for that. So I'm just telling you, we need to start. Hey, we got to help them out a little bit. Okay.
Some sponsors.
Stop buying expensive tickets. But yeah, it's pretty cool. This is their big push, right? Like, now it's the run to the playoffs and they're going for it, right? They traded for Justin Verlander, who left in the offseason, and he's just like, I miss y'all. Come on. I want to come back to a team that actually wins games. So, hey, Astros games right now, they need people in the stands. Be loud and get them into the playoffs. Make a big push here.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Dina?
I'm going to stick on that same thread of sports, mostly because I've done this before, is go check out a Houston Dynamos game. Granted, they're not the best, but it was like a fun experience, honestly, and seeing how excited people get over soccer, especially the true authentic fans, it really captures like the diversity of people in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend getting there early because they have that march to the field. So like fans, I forgot what they're, the El Batallón, I think is what they're called. They get the drums going and after a win, they're in the concourse, like just partying. It is a racket. Like it's just so much fun. Yes. Like it's just the best. And parking is easier for a Dynamo game than an Astros game because there's just not as many fans, right? So it's not as hectic either.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also feel like I go just to like watch the crowd more than I do for like the actual game because the crowd is super engaging. Not that I don't think that baseball fans are engaging, but I feel like there's just a lot more.
It's okay. You know, you can say they're not engaging. It's a boring crowd sometimes. It's a more relaxed sport. It's okay.
It's not like soccer where you're like constantly hyped, you know, it's constant going.
Okay. For me, I'm sticking in that area as well. Toyota Center. Go to an event at Toyota Center. This week, I went to Monday Night Raw at Toyota Center, and I forgot how much fun events at Toyota Center are because it's so easy to get into. The parking, you know, it could be better at times if you don't have parking in the garage, and finding street parking is kind of hard at times, but there's so many lots as well. But just getting into Toyota Center, the AC is always blasting, and I just think the acoustics and the views in Toyota Center are so much better than other big stadiums out there in arenas. So I would say catch an event there, and there's a lot of concerts coming up. Stevie Nicks is coming up. 50 Cent is coming back, and I saw this is the best one, Carly. You ready for this one? LL Cool J, The Roots, Big Boy, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Goody Mob, Juvenile, and Rakim are coming. Like, what?
Oh, I got to tell my parents. They're going to want to be there. My mom thinks that LL Cool J is her boyfriend. So, yeah, we got to go to that one.
Hey, she's not the only one. I think a lot of women think that. Just a good old event at Toyota Center. Find what you like and just enjoy it. Like, it's just a good venue that I don't think we appreciate enough.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Very true.
All right, so that is a good way to get things going here for the final few days of summer. And you have no excuses to go out and plan something cool. We got you prepared, and I know there's a lot more. So if you have some ideas that we missed, of course, get in touch with us. Send us a message. All of our information to contact us is in our show notes. So let us know what day trips do you like taking, what adventurous things do you like doing to wrap up the final days of summer. Carly, Dina, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. So fun, y'all. This is great.
That was lead producer Dina Kespa and producer Carleon Jones. Before we go, you just heard some great recommendations of stuff to do here in H-Town. And guess what? This makes sense because Commercial Cafe named Houston the second best city for Gen Zers in the nation for things to do. Now, we did finish behind New York, but second place is still pretty impressive. So move over Chicago and LA because Houston is the new place to be. Oh, and we also finished in the top 10 for overall place to live for Gen Z. H-Town, stand up. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Hold on, I don't want to phrase how to say this. I don't want to offend people.
They do get mad. Are you squeamish?
No, I'm not squeamish.